We continue on the KCII PM sports page. We are set to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. It's Wapello Jr., Keaton Mitchell. Keaton, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Keaton, before we get to your work on the basketball court that earned you the Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, let's talk about some things with you in school at Wapello. What different activities, different sports and things are you involved in?
Especially, you know, my favorite is basketball, but I also do track and baseball.
With basketball, what makes it stand out?
I've grown up loving it, you know, and especially with my height, you know, I'm able to get on the floor and play a lot, and Spiel's been helping me a lot during the summers, improving my game, so with that, I can have more success.
What's your first basketball memory?
When I was little, we had, like, I don't know if it was a sixth grade game or something like that. I just remember every time a kid tried to throw on the ball, I swatted it right back to him.
Well, I want to talk about the dynamic of this year's Wapello team. And let's start with Coach Spielbauer. You mentioned him, and all the coaches I talk to around the area love to compete against him, love to talk with him. What's it like to play for him?
It's great. You know, he's a guy who really knows what he's doing. You know, he's all fun and games until it comes to, you know, getting on the court and getting it done. You know, he's always trying to get what's good for us, and we all know that he knows what's up.
Now, one thing that we pointed out during our broadcast is that you're a junior fitting in with this big group of seniors. What was it like to play with them?
It's great. You know, there's such a great team of seniors, and all of them could come off the bench and play for us. You know, it's great to be a junior, to be able to play with them, and, you know, to have this opportunity because they're such a great class that I love playing with.
What did you learn from them?
I learned a lot. They made me better almost every day. You know, they had so much leadership to show me.
Take us back to Muscatine. We talked about it on the air that it had been 24 years since Wapello had gone to state and the buildup to that game. Did you guys talk about that at all? Could you feel the buildup at all?
I think we could really feel the buildup. We didn't talk about it much. We took it one game at a time, you know, as we did that. But, you know, it was a really great, you know, moment to be in that situation. And, you know, especially after getting the win, it was so great for us to do that for Spoo, who's been coaching for so long.
What does it feel like when the clock goes zeros at Muscatine?
I just had goosebumps all over. It was such an amazing feeling. You know, I went over and hugged everyone. I hugged all the coaches. I thanked them, you know, because they've helped us to get to this situation. They spent countless hours doing stuff behind the scenes that we don't even know about.
What's it like to have this community behind you?
It's amazing. We had, you know, most of the end of half of our year, we had most of the community showing up to our games where we filled up our whole side and most of the other side. So, you know, it's so great to have a community show up, and a lot of people went out to state. We even had school canceled to go to state.
Let's talk about that state tournament game. Before we get to the game, pregame, you walk out of the tunnel for the first time and you get the chance to see everything. What's your first thought?
It's amazing. It's something I never experienced, and, you know, I hope to experience again next year, but, you know, it's something you see for the first time that you never thought you'd experience as a little kid. But walking out there, I see all the fans and all that. It just, you know, it gave me goosebumps again.
What's your emotion before the game? It is a big game in a big spot. Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you both? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I was really excited, but I was also really nervous. Almost all these postseason games I've been nervous before, but, you know, before I stepped on that court, I told myself, you know, I can't be nervous because, you know, that just leads to me messing up. You know, I just got to play my game.
Now, you guys have a terrific ball game against the number one team in the state. You lead most of the way. You make a big push late. I want to look at a couple of plays for you specifically before we get to your end numbers. And let's talk about your dunk off the steal in the first half. What do you think as you pull the ball in?
I just saw him hit the floor. I went to go after him. I got the ball from him, and I saw an open hoop, and I thought maybe it'd be a momentum changer. So I went up, and I put it down, and, you know, all the fans went crazy, and it was just, you know, it was fun.
Now you have the great dunk in the second half, too, on the little wraparound from Masner. If you had to grade him, which dunk was better, the first or the second?
I think I took a really awkward dribble on the second one when he wrapped around me, so I'd probably have to say the first one.
And you have a couple of big blocks, too, in that game. When you go up and get somebody like that and you turn them away, what does that feel like?
I know that's one of my jobs. My job is to be a rim protector, to not let many people score. I just think that's my job, and once I do it, I got to get right back on offense, so turn it into a score for us.
Now I'm going to ask you to compare again. A block shot or a dunk, which is better? Which do you like better?
I honestly think a block shot is better.
Why is that?
If I block a shot, we get off a fast break and we score off of that most of the time. It's a really big momentum changer because they lose a little bit of momentum and we gain it.
Now, you go for 15 points, 11 rebounds, so a double-double at the state tournament. A big deal. What did Coach talk with you about game plan-wise before the game, and how did you execute that individually?
I just know before every game he tells us we need to get rebounds after rebounds because, that's what really dominates the game. If they get rebounds and second-chance points, then that really turns us away from, getting up there with them. And, so I thought, I'd take it into my own hands, and the other people would take it into their own hands to get them too.
Now that you've had a little over a week since you guys had that state quarterfinal game, and I know it doesn't go the way you want, but how do you look back on that game, look back on what you accomplished this season?
I know it's still sad to think about it, but I know we had such a great season with each other, and to make it to a state tournament for the first time in 24 years and let Spiel get his second state tournament and the second state tournament in school's history. It's such an amazing thing to look back on.
Now, you're only a junior, so you will be returning. When you think about your game now and where you want it to be come Thanksgiving time next year to be ready for your senior year, what will you be working on in the off season?
I'm on a traveling team this off season, so I'll be working on my game a lot during that. I'm also going to be going in the gym with Spiel, and I'm trying to encourage a lot of our underclassmen to come in and join us so that we can perform for next year, because there's no reason that we couldn't make it to state another time.
We're talking with Keaton Mitchell, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Hedge Above Lawn Care is our sponsor for this segment, and they have some core values, Keaton: quality, dependability, honesty, and respect. What are your core values that you live by both on the court and off the court?
Almost the same things as this. I try to show a lot of respect towards people, a lot of respect towards, the coaches. I know that they know what they're doing when it comes to anything.
Who is your basketball role model, player, coach, or otherwise, figure in basketball that you look up to?
I would have to say one of our assistant coaches, Roar. He really shows me a lot. I know he cares for me too, because whenever I have a question or something, I go up to him, and, he can help me out. He plays with me around and all that, too.
Who's your non-basketball person that you look up to, role model?
I'd have to say my dad. He shows me a lot. I know he works hard for us, and whenever he always pushes me to do the right thing, and whenever I'm sitting around at home or something, he tells me I need to go shoot baskets, or I need to go, go work out, do something, not, get on my feet.
What are some goals in and out of the classroom you have set before you graduate?
I think I'm trying to maintain a 4.0 GPA in the classroom, and I'm still trying to improve my game too. Hopefully by next year I can average a double-double, hopefully hit the 20-point mark on average. I really want to get our team to, maybe a sub-state game maybe too. That'd be such an amazing thing.
Well, Keaton, congratulations on being part of a terrific season. You guys were a really fun club to watch this year. Congratulations on the great ball game in Des Moines, too. 15-11 with a handful of blocks to go with that against the number one team in the state. Very impressive, and we appreciate you coming on here and talking with us today.
All right, thank you for having me.
And that's Keaton Mitchell, Wapello Jr., joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the KCIIPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.